Hey everybody, welcome back to Fitness with Feldman. This is Dr. Justin Feldman from Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance, and we are back with what I believe is our 43rd episode of Fitness with Feldman. I think last I checked a couple weeks ago, we were sitting at around 2,500 total downloads since we started this, so we are super happy with the way things are going with the podcast, and thank you very much for everybody who is a loyal subscriber and listener. And if this is your first time tuning in, then thank you very much, and go back, check out all the old episodes, and let us know what you think. This week I want to talk about something that we touched on in our blog, and also something that I recently had the opportunity to sit down and talk to a bunch of the trainers here at Gold's Gym. So on about a monthly basis, I'll sit down with all of them and do a little bit of continuing education for them, talk about some stuff that we do, different things that they can start to build into their clients. And a lot of it just turns into some question and answer. But one of the things we talked about was, as the changing aspects of the healthcare market continue to emerge, and as people continue to have these rising deductibles and higher copays, that a lot of times their personal trainer is going to become their entry system into the healthcare market. So if they see their trainer a couple times a week, they are almost now their primary care doctor. They are the person that is going to be their first line of defense. They're gonna basically tell that person everything, and they have to understand how to filter it and say, oh, that's not a problem, don't worry about it, or you really need to get that checked out. And even more, oh, this is something, you know, we can work with this, and, you know, through exercise and go through. And, you know, the setup that we have at Feldman PT is very unique, being that we're right in the gym. It's great. These, you know, they can just bring people right in the office, we can talk to them. And that kind of led me into a blog post that we put out this past weekend. It was called Who Should You Call, and kind of played on some fun Ghostbusters jokes throughout there. So we'll definitely throw a link to that into the show notes for this episode, so you can check that all out. But the idea being that there are so many different people within the healthcare system, be it your primary doctor, the emergency room, urgent care clinics, physical therapists, chiropractors, and you know, all this long list of people. And now you're even starting to see these orthopedic offices that are opening orthopedic specific urgent care. And everybody's really vying for all these healthcare dollars that are out there. And the question from a consumer standpoint is, Who do you go to when you have a problem? Who do you call first to make sure you get to the right place? And the other thing is, who do you go to make sure you get to the right place the fastest? So I talk about in the blog post a little bit the idea that, you know, somebody who maybe wakes up in the morning and has a swollen ankle, and say a 16-year-old kid, normal, healthy, no problems, right? And they're going to go to their primary care doctor. And let's just say their primary care doctor looks at it and says, well, you know, all right, we'll draw some blood and see if anything's going on. But until then, I think you really should go get an x-ray and see an orthopedic doctor. So they get an x-ray, they go see an orthopedic doctor, and the orthopedic doctor says, oh, well, I don't know, maybe you rolled your ankle, maybe you sprained it, doesn't seem like you broke anything, maybe you should try PT. And they come into PT, and, you know, especially here at Feldman PT, we're pretty fortunate that we have a full hour to sit with everybody and, you know, one-on-one type environments, so we can really talk to people. And, you know, maybe we're talking to them and we're thinking, you know, here's the thing, normal, healthy 16-year-old kids don't wake up with a swollen ankle and not remember doing something. And if you did that, maybe we want to relook at some of the blood work from your primary care doctor, and, you know, something doesn't seem right here. This doesn't seem to be following a pattern that we normally look for. And then in the end, we find out this individual has Lyme. They got bit by a tick. They didn't even know it. No rash, nothing. Now they find out they have Lyme. So what that sort of leads us into is this idea that, you know, maybe if they had called us in the beginning and said, hey, you know, I have this swollen ankle. Doesn't make any sense. Didn't do anything. What do you think we should do? And all of a sudden that kind of leads into, well, you know, I'd really go to your primary doctor and get some blood drawn. And now this individual maybe went to their, you know, as we said in the story in the beginning, they had gone to their primary doctor, they had blood drawn, but the first test maybe came back negative, or even by the time they got to us, they hadn't even gotten all the results yet. So they went through all these sort of unnecessary steps. And that's where I think, as you know, physical therapists, or even other, you know, even as, you know, I was talking to the trainers here at Gold's, where you can just sort of say to people, well, hold on, let's make sure you get to the right person as soon as possible. And, you know, we recently had somebody who was injured playing basketball, and they came in and they were having a ton of side effects going on with their medications because they had added an anti-inflammatory medication because of their injury playing basketball on top of another medication, and things, you know, they weren't feeling good, things weren't right, and it didn't make sense based on their minor basketball injury, sort of how bad they were feeling. And really nobody had caught that these two medications, you know, didn't interact well. And they didn't even know to ask that question. And so the, you know, kind of pushes back into our last episode where we wanted to make sure people are asking the right questions of themselves. But really, when you're looking for that entry point into, you know, the healthcare system, we are really striving as PTs to be your entry point into that, because if a lot of times, if it's not something that we're able to help you with, we can, just by the nature of our field, have the time to sit with you and make sure that the next person you talk to is the person that can help you with it and sort of quarterback that situation for you and get you into the right spot. And as your copays, deductibles, all these things go up, becomes a financial thing, but just from a general health thing, the sooner you can solve the problem, the better off you are. So that is all we have this week. Definitely go check out that blog post. Let us know what you think. Thank you so much to all the new people we've had commenting and chiming in. For those of you that didn't catch it, I was fortunate enough to be on the PT Tech Talk podcast. We'll also make sure there's a link to that in the show notes to this, so you can see me on there talking about why we started this podcast and what we hope to accomplish with it. And mostly that's staying connected to all of you, our listeners, in a way that's really easy for you guys to just subscribe and listen to us. So since then, we've had a bunch of different people from all over the country downloading the podcast and chiming in with some suggestions of things they'd like to hear. So definitely appreciate all you guys tuning in. And for everybody that's new, make sure you subscribe. And we look forward to seeing you guys all back here next week. Have a great week, everybody.